Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Live from Sherwood Forest, hour one of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I am the aforementioned Eric Von Hessler. You are listening to the fastest growing radio show in America. The Doctrinaires are all here. Man of a thousand voices.
That funny fella, Tim.
Tim Andrews.
Good morning.
She's the queen of the invisible box. Autumn Fisher is with us.
Hello.
He is the handsomest producer in all of producery. My mixed race producer, Jared Yamamoto.
So nice of you to join us, Eric.
He is half Asian, half redneck. Autumn, also our woman of color. We've got everybody on deck and we're ready to go.
You're welcome.
Are we really here live? Am I awake? Am I doing this show? Are we at WSB?
You're here. It's 2018, and we're doing a live show.
Such a novelty for 2018 for me to actually be here and be live. It's funny. I was walking around the halls today, and people are saying, welcome back, which is the second time this week I've gotten that, because on Tuesday, everyone was saying, welcome back. So it's good to be back. So let's do this.
Headlines for Thursday, January 18th.
Let's just dive into it. You know how many shows, this is behind the scenes stuff, but we have prepped now four shows in the last 2 weeks that we have not done. And I have so much material and audio that I gotta put the brakes on myself, or else it would just be a big bunch of mush, right? If I tried to tell you everything on my mind. So I'm gonna take it easy. I'm gonna relax. I'm going to try not to overwhelm. Actually, this was all planned, Jared Yamamoto. At the end of 2017, my bosses took me aside and they say, hey, look, Eric, we like winning, but you got to give your competition a break. So we had a plan for a slow rollout of the Von Hessler Doctrine in 2018. So
it's just being kind.
It's just being kind to others,
yes.
And kindness is important. Although my goal, and I'm telling you, this is my goal, is to do two shows in a row to actually end out this. Thank you.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, give me a headline, would you?
Well, Eric, it's really cold outside.
Oh, it is? Next story.
Are any schools closed?
There are things that are closed and all that. Where would you send people if they want a good source for things that are closed in this town?
Well, I would send them to WSBRadio.com, or if you haven't downloaded...
Of course you would, because you're a suck-up.
That's right.
But they should go there anyway.
Or download the WSB Radio app if you haven't already through this, what are we calling this thing, Snow Jam 3?
I don't know. Is there a name for it yet? Did we come up with a name?
I don't know.
I'm calling it a pain in Eric's behind. That's what it is. So this is all, my understanding is, and I'm no meteorologist, I am certified by no board anywhere. I want to make that clear. But my understanding is, sort of between noon and 1 o'clock, it's going to warm up. And it's going to stay warm, relatively warm. By tomorrow, we'll be at 60 or something.
We're going to hit 60 degrees on Sunday. That's unbelievable.
Almost 70.
Rather balmy conditions. So basically, by noon today, it's going to begin to warm up. We're going to get above freezing, and then it's going to stay there for a while. And so this is the beginning of the end of ice apocalypse. 2018. I'm trying.
I like it.
Give me another story.
President Trump finally released his fake news awards on Twitter last night.
What a letdown that was. I really thought that was going to be a kind of a big deal. I thought he would, you know, be, I don't know where. I thought they'd have a podium at least and they'd give out the awards. What did he do? He just like put a link on Twitter to the Republican National Committee site or something.
There are a lot of more important things out there than this. I wanted everybody to laugh.
Yeah.
And then get back to work.
But it wasn't funny because all you did, you didn't even really just like, oh, the Washington Post, the New York Times.
Oh, it was funny, believe me.
The website.
I laughed.
The website was down for like the first hour after you sent people there with the link. Come on, you something happened here. You planned a big deal, and this was just, you didn't follow through.
Well, I was going to do it live on YouTube from the Oval Office, but they said, no, you can't do that. Send him to the GOP site. Because we're doing a lot of big things right now. Important things, Jared.
What'd you get distracted by? What distracted you?
Well, you know, I was binge-watching Kojak on MeTV. I mean, who knew? He's bald, he's a cop, he licks a lollipop. Who loves you, baby? MeTV is making television great again. Believe me, they are repeating the past. And if I had my way, we'd go back.
Very good. Well, it was a bit of a letdown for me. So I already knew he didn't like the New York Times and CNN and the Washington Post. I thought he was going to do it award show style, you know, where it's like, and the nominees are, and then open up the envelope. I thought that would be pretty funny.
Well, everybody showed up on the red carpet with all these, you know, issues and things that they care about. So, man, I don't want to do that. This is an award show.
Yeah, you don't
keep your politics at home.
Maybe have a token conservative host it like Kid Rock or something like
that. Yeah, Ted Nugent.
Yeah, somebody to embarrass us.
All right, give me another. So that was a fake news, actually, in its own way, kind of the fake news awards in their own way turned out to be fake news. It didn't really happen. So, all right, next story.
Trump's clean bill of health has inspired something called the Girther movement.
Yes. Internet idiots. More internet idiots.
Girther. He's fat. Girth, get it?
Yeah,
he's
only 1 pound short of obese, which is so gross.
LOL.
Ew.
All right, my fine millennial friends. Jared was telling me that the late night comedians, you know who they are?
Yes.
The late night comedians.
Johnny Carson.
No, well, yeah, okay.
Jack Parr.
On MeTV, yeah. Jack Parr, the great ones. Steve Allen.
Steve Allen.
So the late night comedians, you got your, is Seth Meyers considered a late night comedian?
He's late night comedian.
Has Seth Meyers ever said anything funny?
No.
Seth Meyers is the Eddie Haskell of late night entertainment. Like, your mom would like him, but she doesn't even know why. He just seems, you know.
Really? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I mean, I suppose he's a clean cut looking fella.
Yeah.
But I've never found him to be all that funny. So you have Seth. So they basically, let me guess here. They all did basically the same jokes, right?
Pretty much.
Let's see what we got here from this.
After the White House released the results of President Trump's physical.
Stop for one second. This guy annoys me because he has a way of speaking where you think he's smiling while he's speaking, which means really, when the lights are out and nobody's looking, some weird stuff is going down, you know?
After the White House released the results of President Trump's physical, Sports Illustrated said that based on Trump's size, he would most likely play linebacker or tight end in the NFL. And based on his tweets, he'd most likely be a player who would be placed in concussion protocol.
Joke,
what?
Joke, joke. That what? Was a joke, joke, joke. You can tell by the way I spoke. It's a joke.
Are you kidding me? Tweets? Wow, nobody's gone there. How many? What do you say? Have 17 writers to put that together?
Yeah, they had to craft that joke just perfectly.
The punchline, I never heard this before. They went after his tweets.
Oh, my.
Boy, this Trump isn't making them lazy at all.
Well, James Corden was a little funnier,
I guess. Is he the fat guy, right? I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I apologize.
You can only fat shame the president.
I once saw somebody, this is not my thought, but I'm somewhere online, I saw somebody said something about James Corden that was something to the effect of, well, somebody tell this guy that he can be class president or whatever it is of the nation he's going for, because this guy is just like, please, please like me. I'm roly-poly.
Trump received a perfect score on a test designed to screen for brain damage. As a rebuttal, I'd like to submit about 15,000 tweets that seem to prove otherwise.
I'll die funny.
I mean, this is good news for Trump. It is. It's good news for Trump. But then again, how well is your presidency going if you have to have a doctor stand in front of cameras and promise America that you don't have brain damage?
Excuse me.
You did it. Woo!
Somebody might point to the roaring economy, by the way, as far as how the president's
going.
Oh, that
is nothing but Obama's. Would you like to sing karaoke with me?
Oh, my. That must be the big catch for you, James Corden. You want? I know you've done it with Michelle, because she probably was pushing some health nutrition thing, but that's the big catch, right? Barack Obama in the car.
I want to get Barack Obama, by the way, the best president of my lifetime, even though I'm not really an American. But let me tell you, we're going to get Obama in there, in my car, to sing Miley Cyrus. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be historic.
Historic.
It's going to be.
Historic.
But again, and then the second, he made a tweet joke.
Yes, he did.
Boy, I haven't heard that. No, I did. I heard it on the first one.
No, I'm the first one.
See, if I was a late night comedian, I'm not one of these people. I obviously don't have that talent to be a late night comedian. Or the looks, quite frankly. This James Corden.
I'm handsome.
Svelte dude.
I am handsome, fit, and very funny.
But I will tell you this. If I had a late night show, the writer that came in and had a joke in the monologue where the punchline was about Trump's tweets, they would be immediately fired. Do me a favor. Try doing some work.
Hack.
A hack.
Well, even Jimmy Fallon fell for it, too.
Even Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, even he doesn't have a history of falling for it.
Everybody's favorite baby.
The big story is still Trump's physical.
Stop right there. What are they laughing about?
Here he goes, honey. He's going to really rip into him.
I made a funny face while I was saying it.
I mean, it's like the audiences, they're so primed. You know, if you've never been to one of these shows before they get going, they have like jugglers and clowns and comedians. It's like they get
candy.
Energy out of the wazoo before the guy gets out there on stage. And so he gets to the point, the setup, people are laughing at a setup. Ridiculous.
The big story is still Trump's physical. Which he passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, yeah. A lot of people were very skeptical when they heard that Trump only weighs 239 pounds. But it actually checks out when you remember that for the way in Trump took off his clothes and his hair.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's... Hey, you know what? I'm giving him props.
That was an actual joke.
It was an actual joke. It was not... He didn't go right for the tweet thing.
Right.
So I give him
some...
It
wasn't that funny, though.
It wasn't that funny, but it was better than... I mean, Jimmy Fallon. I mean, you're a real political guy. You think about this all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't care about politics. Hashtag me too. Can we do some jokes in a variety show and have fun? I can't. Okay.
Jokes are supposed to take you by surprise.
Yes, that's the concept of a joke. That's why they don't work the third time, right?
Right.
The reason they don't work the third time, you may ask yourself, why these Progressive commercials and the Geico commercials, why do they have so many? Because they realize if you're going to rely on punchlines, you got to give a new punchline a lot. You got to keep surprising people.
You can just say dilly dilly over and over again.
Well, that's the exception that proves the rule right there. I like the guy who plays the wizard. I think he's pretty funny.
I do like him.
Yeah. All right. Well, more commercial critique when we return. All right. More thoughts on the media circus surrounding Trump's physical in a moment. So, because of the ice and sickness and whatnot and whatever, wasn't really able to cover this. The hysteria surrounding the White House doctor giving his press conference over Trump's... we'll get into Sanjay Gupta, who's just lost his mind, in a moment. But just at some point, the questions were absurd. Now you got to remember, with all this stuff going on and Jeff Flake saying that Trump's acting like Stalin and we got to respect the press. Free press is very important to a free society. You agree with me, Jared Johnson?
Absolutely.
But we're allowed to criticize the press. And you still have to earn respect, no matter who you are or what institution you work for. So these are the people who are protecting our freedom, right? With questions like this.
An incident recently where the president appeared to slur his words while giving an address. Did you look into what the cause of that might have been?
We evaluated him. We checked everything out, and everything was normal.
I suggest that could be related to dentures. Does the president wear dentures?
The president has no partial or dentures of any kind.
Oh, thank you, CNN, for saving the republic. we wouldn't have known. We have a right to know.
That's right.
He could have paid for those dentures on our tax money, and that's what the press is there for, to ask questions like this.
Does the president wear dentures?
Thank you, CNN, for holding their feet to the fire.
United States. Yes. God bless the United States.
Here's another good one.
A waist measurement for the president.
You have a waist measurement for the president? Again, can we all stand and thank... Thank you, press corps. Thank you for asking the questions in a free society that you have a right to ask. We have a right as taxpayers to know the waist measurement. I love this. They still can't get over that they loved Obama. They loved him.
this president ask you about how he could follow his predecessor's example to be as fit as Barack Obama was?
Thank you. Thank
All
you.
I think is a picture of him, Obama, lifting that tiny little weight.
Yes. I wanna, hey, Trump, did you ask that? Can you imagine Trump asking his doctor, how can I be as...
Look, how can I be as fit as my predecessor? He was amazing. Look at live.
Here's another one.
Silt.
Here's another one.
Do you keep a tally of how much golf the U.S. president plays?
Does the White House doctor keep a tally? Thank you, free press. Don't let anybody say that you're fake news. They just don't want you asking the tough, tough questions.
Does the president wear dentures?
We'll be back.
Yes.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Von Hessler. This is the Von Hessler Doctrine. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Well, let's go ahead and do this right now.
Outrage Corner.
That's outrageous.
With English Nick.
Oi!
Oi!
It's good to see you, man.
Thank you, sir. I've decided that I'm going to try, this is my goal, to do two shows in a row.
Oh, steady.
Steady. I know, you don't want to reach too high.
Steady, Eric. Don't get too lofty with those goals, mate.
I'm telling you, I think I could do it.
So resolutions to the side.
Yes, just
goal.
A goal is goal. To finish this week out with two actual live shows. And I'm determined. I'm determined, English Nick. Now, I know it doesn't matter if it's snowing, doesn't matter if people are sick, doesn't matter what's going on. There are outraged people in this country and in this world, and you are here to report.
Yes, yesterday, Republican Senator for Arizona, Jeff Flake, made a speech on the Senate floor and went after Trump and compared him to Stalin because of the term fake news that he uses.
The enemy of the people was how the President of the United States called the free press in 2017. It is a testament to the condition of our democracy that our own president uses words infamously spoken by Joseph Stalin to describe his enemies.
This is why you need Eric Von Hessler, because that sounds like a reasonable argument. I mean, Stalin, he killed millions of his own people. Horrible human being. And now you have our president using the same words. Now, what I'd like to point out is, in his own language, Stalin used words like today and tomorrow and, you know, the.
And.
So, what sounds like a good argument, well, he's using the same words as Stalin. So that must mean pretty soon he's going to kill millions of his own citizens. This is the obvious. Boy, thank you, Senator Jeff Flake, for reminding us that someone else also used those words. So it's not, don't fall for these kind of phony baloney. You know, again, if you're new to the program, I voted for the pot-smoking weirdo libertarian guy. And I've been very hard on Trump when he deserves it, and quite frankly, he deserves it a lot.
A little too hard.
I know that. You told me, you once referred to me as a low-rated, nothing talk show host.
Low-rated, local, nobody knows you, whatever. But I like you.
Okay, well, I'm glad you. But I am an objective thinker. All right, I'm not one of these people who looks for confirmation of my bias as I look into anything, which is right now covers 90% of all thinkers in academia, in cafeterias, in laundromats.
Pubs.
Exactly. I want to include the world. Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, love the Queen.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people are driven by emotions. They've already decided what they think. The next story, you just glean through it and find the facts that match what you already knew. What you knew before you knew what you knew. So I can look at it. I can look at it differently and say, yes, it's not a good idea for the president of the United States to slam the media with no good reason. And it's quite often we know that this president is, in fact, thin-skinned. So sometimes in the midst of this machine gun spray against the media, quite often he just doesn't like somebody because they don't cover him well. I mean, in terms of they don't like him.
I'm going to nominate you for my next award show. Right? Just keep going.
All right. Okay. So while he does do that, and that gets swept up in there, the media gives so much material. The media doesn't have a right for a pass in a free society. We all should be encouraged to criticize the media as much as we criticize anything else. We're Americans. And so if the media wants to be revered in this pedestal that they feel entitled to, they need to realize it's not an entitlement. You have to earn it. You have to deserve it. Take this guy, Jim Acosta.
Oh, yeah.
Over at CNN. All right. Again, there's plenty of good things to hold Trump's feet to the fire on. But Jim Acosta has done a good job. Give him credit. Nobody knew his name. Now we know his name.
I think the left refers to him as the White House rascal.
Yeah. It reminds me back in the day of Sam Donaldson used to, you know, and people said the same thing about him. It's about you. You're turning yourself into a star. Hey, turn on a television camera and that's what you're full of. The problem is, people in Hollywood will admit it, and the people at CNN and these other organizations won't admit that they're trying to be stars. So listen to this part. This is a big deal right now because Jim Acosta went on Twitter after this, I guess. Have you heard of Twitter? It's some sort of social media something. I don't know.
Yeah, people tweet or something.
Yeah, right? And so he went on there and said, I can't believe that this happened in a free country. First of all, turn that around. And what Jim Acosta is really saying is, that's the kind of thing that usually happens in S-hole countries. But we'll let that go by. I can't. When you say, I can't believe such a thing happened in this country, you're saying this country's better than other countries, which triggers me. But I'm going to let that go. So Jim Acosta, this is the famous moment where Trump the other day said, out! Out!
Get out!
So this is, he's sitting there with the ambassador of Kazakhstan, I guarantee you.
Very nice.
I guarantee you Trump does. Could you point to Kazakhstan on a map? I could.
I could. I know where it is.
Of course I could.
I've got autumn.
It's in Central Asia, man. Huge country.
Right here. I'm pointing to it on my globe.
All right. I can see it. So if you listen to this, before he says out, Acosta asks a question and gets an answer, but then doesn't accept the answer. And at that point, I would submit he's not reporting, he's badgering.
Mr. President, did you say that you want more people to come in from Norway? Did you say that you wanted more people
Thank
to come in from
much.
Norway? Is that true, Mr.
Thank
President?
Thank you very much. I want them to come in from everywhere. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. And because of the way this works, I have to replay the whole thing again. So, Acosta, did you say you want more people from Norway? I want people from everywhere. That's the answer to the question, right? I want people from everywhere. Now, what does everywhere mean, Jared?
That means the entire globe.
Yes!
And the moon.
And all the stars up in the heavens.
Hey, if they come down, they're welcome.
Everywhere has a meaning. All right, now it's got to play the beginning over again, but it's not good enough for this Jim Acosta, because Jim Acosta at that point isn't asking a question he wants an answer for. He's simply badgering.
Mr. President, did you say that you want more people to come in from Norway? Did you say that you wanted more people
Thank
to come in from
much.
Norway? Is that true, Mr.
Thank
President?
Thank you very much. I want them to come in from everywhere. Thank you very much, everybody.
Just Caucasian or white countries, sir? Or do you want people to come in from other parts of the world where there are people of color?
And that's what he went out.
I just keep hearing that lady in the background.
Yeah,
okay, everyone, thank you. Just go. Okay.
So when he, the first question is answered. Did you say you want people from Norway? I want people from everywhere. Do you want people, what's the next question? Do you want people from?
Caucasian people.
Oh, Caucasian people? Or do you want people from African countries?
All right, shut up.
Out. Her too.
I thought she was an interpreter speaking a different language for a minute.
She probably is, because the guy from Kazakhstan is there.
Right.
So yeah, the answer, the question was answered. Everywhere means everywhere. But Acosta then goes, oh, do you mean just white people? What does everywhere, doesn't everywhere means everyone. Everywhere means countries with very few white people. But it's people of color, blah, 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 blah. Because they've decided that Trump is a racist. Trump's not a racist. He's prejudiced, so are you. Everybody's prejudiced against somebody, something. Everybody's prejudiced. I think people tell me, oh, I'm not prejudiced.
I don't see color.
Yeah. Well, you may not see color. Actually, everybody sees color.
Of course you see color.
Yeah, of course. Well, unless you're, I don't know.
Unless you're colorblind.
Could be colorblind.
But you know what I mean.
You still see some colors. You just don't see all the colors.
Apparently, women see more colors than men, they say.
Yeah. They're racist. That's why women are more racist than men.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I can't help it. I'm a woman.
Don't blame me. Hey, you calling me a racist is misogynist.
That's right. Which is worse? I don't know.
I'm confused. No, if you, about to my friends on the left, and I do have them.
I've met them. I believe
it. Oh, yeah. I got a poet friends. These people are great poets. They don't know a damn thing about the world. So I got a lot of friends.
I think they can solve all the problems with poetry.
You got to solve fraud. You're not going to. Your poem's not going to create world peace.
Yeah.
It's counterintuitively, a couple of ballistic missiles just might. It's just kind of weird. Nobody writes poems about that, but that's just kind of the way, you know.
Well, maybe if a poem went to Kim Jong-un's desk, everything would change.
And then blew
it
up.
It touched him.
Roses are red.
Kaboom!
Boom!
So my friends that I left, oh, I'm never prejudiced about anything. Really? That's just prejudging. I've said this before, and it's my example. You're walking down the street. On the other side of the street, you see a 22-year-old girl who is pushing a baby stroller. She's pregnant. She's smoking a cigarette. And she's wearing some kind of rock star, some dead rock star shirt. You're going to tell me you don't prejudge her? You're going to tell me there's no prejudgment goes on? You're going to wait until...
It depends if it's a David Bowie shirt or a David Cassidy shirt, but...
That's still prejudging.
Yeah.
Even if you prejudge somebody, oh, that person must be smart. They like David Bowie. When in fact, they may have just rummaged through some sort of charity bin and pulled that out. Yes.
Does said girl have a tattoo or not?
Oh, yes. Tattoos. Whole arm sleeve tattoos.
Oh, we know you're prejudging for sure.
We're all prejudging is the point.
You see a guy with tattoos all over his face, you prejudge him immediately.
Absolutely. I judge that guy as a guy who will kill me if I give him a little, just any reason. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's a big old teddy bear.
Could be a tattoo artist.
He could be actually a walking billboard for his own business.
Right.
Mm. We only got to one outrage.
A lot in there, though. Of course.
Try to get another one?
Yes.
But I want stories from everywhere.
Okay.
Not just from
Caucasian countries?
Well, actually, I'd like a couple stories from Norway.
How about a story from a galaxy far, far away?
Sounds good to me. I noticed that English Nick showered today.
Yeah, first time in about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
he's not afraid to walk in looking kind of bedraggled.
Well, I got to say, with this, like, it's freezing outside, even though you got the heat on in the house. Mm. It's kind of hard to step in the shower when it's that cold.
Can I say thank you to English Nick? He drove me home yesterday after I walked here to make it to the station. We drove all around Piedmont Park because the roads were terrible.
We had to turn around on Piedmont because we just kept spinning. And then
you still have that pickup truck?
No, I got the little Fiesta ST, awesome in this weather.
He used to have like this old pickup truck, like an
old F-150, yeah.
All right, so give me one more outrage.
Okay, so a men's right activist has edited The Last Jedi movie to remove all the women. He's got it from 2.5 hours to 46 minutes.
I call this the Tim Andrews cut.
My goodness, that must be a great flick.
So they took out, I heard, not just women, but any sort of female empowerment message
Where they're
from
like,
The Last Jedi.
Yeah, anytime you know somebody does something good like Laura Dern flying into the thing or whatever.
Yeah, there's no women flying because Tim Andrews, it was one of the first things he complained about. Oh, it's all female empowerment and all the soldiers are women and all the flyers are women.
They cut all that out too. They cut out the X-Wing fighters who were women.
There's no women in this.
Right.
Yeah, so, anywhere where female officers are commanding people around or having ideas, that's gone.
No females. You know, there's another place you can get this. Gay porn. No women.
Hey, there's a lot of male empowerment in those.
That's true. So because I had this argument with, I know a lot of people don't know, this is inside, but Tim and I are both fans of this ridiculous show called Doctor Who. You're from England, whatever. So it's a character that regenerates every three or four seasons with a new actor.
Yep.
And this time around, they regenerated into a woman. And Tim Andrews won't watch one episode. He's like, I'm done.
Are you kidding?
I'm gone.
No, not at all.
It's the one franchise where Doctor Who can be anything.
It makes sense.
It could be a dog.
It doesn't make sense for James Bond to suddenly be black, because he was a character written by an author and he is what he is.
It's not so much that they changed Doctor Who into a woman. It's that the whole empowerment, it's time. And then they did it and see, oh, look at all these male tears.
Well, no, I agree. I agree it's annoying, and I agree that they could mess it up. I'm just saying, why not watch one episode?
I did. I watched the Christmas episode.
Oh, she was in there for 2.5 seconds. No, Tim Andrews said, I turned off the last 3 minutes.
No, I
she
said was it was only great until the last 3 minutes.
Hey, if it was any consolation, the first thing she did, she screwed it all up. So.
I know.
That's
Duh.
The whole idea.
Duh.
Oh. I like the actress, so I'm going to give it a shot. But
I do too. She's a good actress.
When I go see Star Wars movies, I don't. The concept of female empowerment. Oh, this is great! Now our little girls will know that one day they can become Starfleet fighters.
Yeah. I tell you what, you walk through a big box store at the toy aisle. You know what's not picked up and left? And left right there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's obvious.
All the Daisy Ridley dolls are marked down. And by the way, I don't.
And you love that, right? You celebrate that.
I think it's funny.
Because you are a misogynist.
But the Wonder Woman dolls, they're all gone.
That's because guys are doing weird things.
That's true. but you can cut Daisy Ridley out of those movies. She's a terrible actress, and her character's a Mary Sue.
I like the fact that he tries to use film critique rather than, I just don't like the female empowerment. Which is what he really does. I think it's great that our little girls now know that they can grow up to be superheroes and Starfleet fighters.
I could be a kamikaze pilot on a starbase.
All right, English Nick, back to the river. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Live from Sherwood Forest, hour two of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I am your lovable chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Before we go to more headlines, Jared, I understand that we have open mics. How do people leave an open mic for us?
Well, if they downloaded the WSB radio app.
So first they have to download it.
That's right. Download the WSB radio app to your smartphone.
All right.
And there's a little function on that app that says open mic, and you leave 30 seconds and tell us what you think.
And then if we care to, we play some. So you got a couple?
Ted Cruz could have accomplished everything that's been attributed to Donald Trump, because conservatism is what is leading the stock market. And he could have done it without all this other crazy drama and lack of leadership that Trump is responsible for.
There's some truth there, but also, wasn't he going to outlaw gays?
I would have said, you're okay in your place.
So you weren't necessarily going to outlaw.
Just keep it away from me.
Okay, so, no, there's some truth there, but look, Trump is doing things. Trump is willing to be called names that aren't true sometimes, because it doesn't take Trump. You can call Trump names that are true and all the things that are going on. But you got to remember, before Trump, the left and the media turned Mitt Romney into something close to Hitler and the end of the world had he been elected president. And for years and years, Republicans had been blanching at that, and they were afraid to do free market things because they knew they'd be called insensitive and they'd hate the poor and all this, which isn't true, by the way. I'm a fiscal conservative because I care about people. I would love to hear more fiscal conservatives who believe this sort of economics go out there and talk about that. Why do they allow the person, the socialist, to just own that market? I care about people. The reason I am a capitalist is because I care about people, not because I think capitalism is perfect. Nothing's perfect. But somebody show me the system. Somebody show me the economic system that has brought more people from where they were to where they are than capitalism. I would love for people to do that. Now, Trump doesn't do that, but he's willing to be called, all the names in the world, because you got to be called the names, and then you got to point to the stock market, which has hit like 9 all-time highs since January 1st.
Yeah, over 26,000.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so there's truth in that. But don't act like there wouldn't have been a downside with Ted Cruz. He had a little too much of the social, I'm going to tell you how to live your life. That's the problem with some of these conservatives. Knock off the everyone should live like me and we'd be a better country. You know what? As a matter of fact, wherever you are on the political scale, knock that off. If only everybody would live just like me, this would be a better world. Knock that out of the playbook. Shut up. Don't tell me how to live my life. Embrace capitalism. Release the animal spirits of the business community. That's what's happening right now. But you have to be willing to be called, you know, insensitive, and everything's, you know, economic policies prove you're a racist. So Trump is willing to take that and forge on with these capitalist ideas, which, by the way, look like they're working. Next open mic.
You mentioned scales. Here's a good one.
Hey, Eric Von Hessler, I was wondering if the press would have asked what size Hillary's waist was if you had been elected.
Absolutely.
Is that a waist measurement for the president?
It's okay to ask for the waist measurement of Donald Trump. Because all the rules that we set out on the left as our self-appointed sheriffs of the universe that we are, all of the rules of the road of what you can say and what you can't say and how you can act and who you can, none of them apply to us when it comes to Trump, the top 1%, rednecks, anyone who lives in the South.
Aziz Ansari.
Well, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. I tell you about this all the time. If you, because you're seeing it now in that whole Me Too movement. We were talking about this off air.
Right.
That a lot of the older feminists are now at war with the younger feminist, because older feminists are saying, wait a minute, sexual assault is wrong and it's been hidden for too long and we need to bring it out into the spotlight. But awkward fumbling when trying to get somebody in bed with you is not the same thing. And what I would say is, what the older feminists don't understand, and along with the Aziz Ansari stuff, because, right, he's a liberal, right? He's on.
Sure.
It's a snake that will eat its tail. These younger, these millennial types, they're Maoist. They're purist. There has to be an enemy. So once they set the world straight, once they tell the late-night comedians what they can't say, once they tell everyone how they have to act, once they have all of that work done, they will turn on their own, and it becomes, how pure are you? So this actress, Catherine Deneuve, who signed a letter, you know, hey, we're going too far, they just come down on her. Now, there's no chance she's a right-wing person that they hate, but she's not pure enough. Just let them go. The snake will eat its tail. No one will be good enough in the end. I'm better than you. That's what it's all about. I'm purer. That's what you see on Twitter all the time. Yeah, right. I mean, Eric Trump tweeted out something he raised, I don't know, $1 million or something for a children's hospital in Memphis, the Danny Thomas one. And of course, the Twitter people. I guess that solves your guilt. Rather than just say, hey, you know what? That's a good thing. Hey, those kids have cancer and you make it so that the parents don't have to pay a dime.
Once we've vilified you,
yeah,
you have to stay there.
Even if we accept that that's a good thing for the hospital,
right?
You're not pure enough for us. Hey, by the way, I sit around on Twitter all day. I've never raised a dollar for anything. But I'm better than you because I'm purer. I'm purer than you are. That's Stalinist, Leninist, Maoist. Who is that guy, weirdo in Cambodia?
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot!
Yeah, he did a lot of...
Back to the year one.
He purified that country.
Nobody left.
The young lady who wrote the hit piece on Aziz...
The young lady? Grace?
Grace. Yes. She was challenged by Allison... What's her name?
Oh, Ashley Banfield.
Oh, yeah, Ashley Banfield. And then so
I
she wrote
that,
her...
But I don't think I have that audio.
She wrote her a personal email where she started attacking her looks. Your cheap makeup.
Yeah.
Highlights.
Because I have decided as sheriff of the universe what the rules are.
Yeah.
The first rule is the rules don't apply to me. If I hate somebody, I can call them any name in the book. You know, I don't worry that I might say something that will trigger somebody in the 1%. You know, it's a good example. I think the mudslides in California. Nobody gives a damn. You know, it's not like hurricane coverage or, what about Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Autumn. Woke up one day and decided she was a political activist on that.
You know. Guys, Puerto Rico still doesn't have power.
Nobody talks about what's going on. 20 people have died. It didn't take me long to figure it out. They're rich. They're rich. This is some of the most expensive real estate in the country. And so people's idea is, well, I'm not hoping that it would happen to you, but you've had a great life. You know, if you put something up on Twitter saying, my heart goes out to all the people, blah, 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 blah. Somebody would jump in very quickly with, hey, what about the this and the that and the whatevers? But if you're rich, and if you really dig down into it, there's always philosophy underneath stuff, whether people think about it or not. The reason that it's okay to not care as much about the rich when they're living through something horrifying like these mudslides is that there is a belief there that once you become rich, there's some sort of mathematical equation where the richer you get, the more humanity you lose. Yourself, and also the way others look at you. That at a certain point, and then you go even further and realize, well, it's just envy in the end. All these people want to be rich. They won't admit it. There are a few socialists. I've met them. There are a few people who would rather live down, you know, these idiots who hate an Athens band when they get big. It's the same band. You know, it's the same band. Oh, no. Rock stars are supposed to live, you know, like dogs.
In a van.
Yeah, they're not supposed to get rich. I've never quite understood that. But what's underneath it all is, I don't really think I have what it takes to get rich. But man, all these people from the, you know, if you on the left really think that the top 1% are heartless, horrible, awful people, you're a hypocrite every time you buy a lottery ticket. Don't point to the devil and say, well, if I could be the devil, I'd be the devil. You know, ultimately, it's all based in envy. Everybody wants to succeed. It's just that some people won't admit it because there's something inside of them that says, I'll never make it. So let me create this cocoon that says, who wanted to make it? Oh, who wants to be able to pay their bills on time? I don't want to be one of those people.
Yeah, you'd be conformist.
Yeah. Being responsible. I guess what I'm saying is everyone's full of it, including you and me. I think it was yesterday or something. I was watching CNN. I don't really watch it. I just go through it. Saw it.
Were you at the airport?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I saw this online. I don't even remember anymore. But Don Lemon was arguing with Black Unplug, whatever that is making that noise. Don Lemon was arguing with a black guy about how Donald Trump was racist. And the black guy was disagreeing with him. Now you got two African Americans who obviously have two different points of view. But Don Lemon is a news guy who's on TV and he can't get over this. And what he's saying to the other guy is, I can't believe you won't speak up when African Americans are also deeply offended by this president, yet he's talking to an African-American who's not offended by the president. Even having someone in front of him that disproves his notion doesn't matter because the other guy is just a guest. Don Lemon is on TV, and he went to school for it. So he is more blacker.
He's blacker
than the black guy who says he's not offended. It's not hard to figure out which one of these African Americans actually speaks for African Americans. The one who's towing the party line, Don Lemon. Don Lemon should admit that he's now the left's Hannity. John Lemon.
Saving America from nasty conservative Nazis. John Lemon.
And then we can hear an 11-minute audio montage. Okay, so what are we doing now?
You saying I'm lazy?
I'm not saying anything. You have a lot of audio.
I'll eat you for lunch, Von Hessler.
I know you will.
We've got breaking news, and that is that...
Don't you have a breaking news sounder?
I do, but I had to unplug my laptop.
Oh, okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, so yeah. Atlanta...
Hold on just a moment. Kapowie!
Perfect.
Breaking news.
Atlanta has been selected to Amazon's HQ2 shortlist. So they've narrowed it down from 200 such... down to 20, and we're
who else is on there?
We've got
some backwater like New York City.
Well, I don't see Stonecrest on there. I see
that's because they groveled.
Yeah, they're gonna change their name.
I will change our name. Nobody likes to be. That's like when you're in eighth grade, you gotta act like you don't want the girl, right? Those are the ones. Those are the guys Autumn liked. Oh, be a jerk. Oh, that guy's such a jerk. I want to date him.
No.
He loves me.
The good
guys. I
didn't
like guys that were jerks. I liked guys that were bad.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want somebody groveling to you, do you?
Well, nobody wants that.
Yeah. So Stonecrest made a big mistake. Like they were ever going to pick Stonecrest. I mean, people with Stonecrest are very nice. But
thankfully, Atlanta, there could be person who buys a house out in Stonecrest.
Some Eric Erickson can talk about. But I feel like Atlanta is the obvious choice. If you look at the airport, the situation, getting stuff out. I think the only thing that would hold them back is, the RFRA possibility. The religious freedom bills that keep coming up. And that's really the only thing. And of course, if you believe in that we should have those things, you don't care about losing Amazon. But most of the rest of the city wants Amazon.
We need God more than that.
Yeah, well, you always need God, right?
You do.
Maybe we have to see if God and Amazon can coexist. That's the great experiment here in the New South.
I think they can.
Hey, you think Don Lemon gets starstruck when he sees himself in the mirror?
Probably.
Hey, is that Don Lemon?
That's Don Lemon.
Wow.
I gotta meet that guy.
I think Don Lemon walks around sometimes thinking, man, I can't believe I know Don Lemon. How lucky I am to know that guy. You ready to do this? You want to do this? Let's do this.
More headlines for Thursday, January 18th.
Do you have this, that, and the other?
This, that, and the other.
I do. I have this, that, and the other.
All right.
I've got a suspicion that's brewing here, Eric.
You have a suspicion.
Yeah, and that
is a superstition, but a suspicion.
So yesterday, Apple said that they plan to bring billions of money back from overseas.
Billions of money?
Billions of dollars back
from
overseas.
How much does that add up to?
My goodness, that must be billions.
Yeah, billions of dollars back from overseas and build like a new HQ over here. But then... suddenly, earlier today, Amazon releases their short list to kind of take away the news cycle the tech news cycle. Listen,
it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that seems like they're trying to take the thunder away from Apple.
On WSB, conspiracy theorists call themselves libertarians. No, you're not. You're not a bug. I got a bug on that. Wonderful person I hear, and I'm sure it's true. But I don't like people to think that libertarians means conspiracy theory. But then it's not.
Are they fat guys who wear diapers on stage at their convention?
That is true, unfortunately. Yes, that part is true.
Okay.
I have to admit to that. So go ahead.
Yeah, so Apple is going to bring back billions of dollars that they had kept overseas because of the high tax rates here.
One of the whole things that goes on with this tax reform, so-called, is that you get a year to bring in this money that's been offshore. And you get taxed for 1 year. If you bring it in next year, this year, you get a super low rate, I guess.
That's right.
So Apple's going to take advantage of that.
And they plan to bring back 20,000 new jobs and a new campus somewhere here in the U.S.
Have you seen the campus they just built in Cupertino?
No.
The big spaceship?
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. It's the last thing Steve Jobs did. It's the last thing. Steve Jobs, when he was dying, showed up at a local town hall to be called on and stand up. It's on YouTube. Because it's a zoning committee and he wants to do it, and he just gets up and, I mean, this is the last thing, because Apple, they make good phones now. They're a phone company, right? They're not what they were. But when they had that mind, the last thing that mind came up with was this unbelievable campus. So now here's the problem for Apple. They're a business. Apple, I think, has more money laying around. Something like $285 billion. That's billion money.
right there. $285 billion. I think that they have more cash on hand than the United States government. That's how much money they have. But they have to pretend to these idiot millennials that they don't like capitalism in order to keep, you know, stay cool. But they're the ultimate capitalists. So now, what was this on ABC? Tim Cook, who is the CEO, was asked on ABC about, well, I guess this Trump stuff's pretty good for you.
So it sounds like President Trump's tax bill has been a huge windfall for Apple.
There are two parts of tax bill, right? There's a corporate piece and an individual piece. I do believe the corporate tax side will result in job creation and a faster growing economy.
See, but he has to act like with the other side, the individual things, that, you know, that's gonna, you know.
Well, won't the thing he like help the other thing?
Oh, no, yeah, there's got to be a separation, because I'll bet you just even saying what he's saying is hurting him with the
I'm getting rid of my iPhone right now. I'm gonna smash it. Not my phone.
Listen to him. He's the contortions he has to go through about, because he won't say that Trump was right.
There are large parts of this that are a result of the tax reform, and there's large parts of this that we would have done in any situation. And so I haven't spent a lot of time in categorizing those two, because to me, this is about America. It's not about which bucket you put things in.
Oh, once the buckets start to prosper with policy ideas that you told people wouldn't work, suddenly you're not interested in those buckets anymore.
Well, no, see, our bucket helps the corporate plan, and then our corporate plan is great for business, and our bucket will fill up and run over, and then people will be able to pick.
Yeah. Wait, finally, everybody just go, what? Huh? Yeah.
But it sort of sounds like trickle down economics, but it isn't.
I love that. I got an idea. Stop calling it trickle down.
What should we call it?
Supply side economics is what it is.
That doesn't sound as nice.
You're like the imagery of a rich guy whizzing on the poor. That's what it's all about. You know, the left does this all the time. The Strategic Defense Initiative, which has done some pretty good work for us.
Star Wars.
Ted Kennedy called it Star Wars.
We don't need these Star Wars laser beams in the sky.
And then here comes the press. Well, here's what he said, so that's what we'll say. Annoying.
Well, either way, 20,000 new jobs coming back to the U.S.
But it's not Trump's fault.
No.
They could have done it 8 years. They had 8 years to do it under Obama.
If Hillary were president, they'd be coming back too, right?
Oh, they're just doing it because they're good Americans. There's no profit incentive here. You know, they having to clamor these ridiculous millennials. I'm going to go off track here, but I'm seeing commercials. This, I don't even know if it started yet. This show called The Resident. It's about, and I have doctors in my wife's side of the family. So I'm somewhat familiar with the process of becoming a doctor. And I look at the show. You know, the residents don't show up in hospitals and tell old doctors what to do. That just does not happen. But I can see, and I've never seen this show. I don't even know if it's been on. I've only seen the commercial. I will never see the show. But it's so hackneyed, I'm going to tell you exactly what it's about. First of all, I'm going to tell you it's some sort of NBC or other network's answer to This Is Us, right? Because we proved that if we spoon-feed to the millennials, and everybody, she weighs 9,000 pounds. She's sexy. Okay. Hold on. So The Resident is, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's a young kid who comes into a hospital, profit-driven. And this kid's going to turn on the old doctors. Going to remind them why they got into the practice to begin with. It wasn't for a third jacuzzi, Tim Andrews. It was to help people. And that's what this young kid... There's one on the commercials. He says something like... the older doctor says, you can't save everybody. And the resident says, who says? Or why not? Something like that.
Watch me.
But if it's such a great idea, how come I've never seen it, never going to watch it, and I just told you exactly what's going to happen? The resident's going to come in and remind people that medicine isn't for profits. Medicine is about people. And now we go to the millennial desk. How are the millennials responding? Oh, they're lapping it up, as they always do. They're lapping it up.
How about the show where the Rain Man doctor takes care of you?
Oh, the good doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that guy cutting me open. hey, look at that shiny object over there.
definitely, heart disease. Definitely heart disease.
Hey, come on. But it's all right. The good doctor. You know what a good doctor is? A guy who does his job properly.
Yeah. Or woman.
Or, excuse me.
Thank you. That's why
I have you here, Autumn Fisher. That's why you're the woman of color.
That's right.
Peachy. I mean, it's like a peachy white kind of color, but it's color.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I look at it, white is all colors. Has to go through a prism to release the other colors. So she is, in fact, a woman of color.
Sure.
She's a woman of all colors.
I don't like that because it's too logical.
Well, I don't like any logic. So, I don't know. Somebody else watch The Resident and tell me how close I came to nailing exactly what this is about. It's never even been on.
No, I'm not gonna watch it.
Oh, come on! You've been come on, Autumn. You watch it. I don't know. Have you watched that? This is Us. I've never seen This Is Us.
It's all
I'm
right.
into reality. Thank you.
Oh, I know.
Not drama.
She likes below deck. She likes it where everybody's you know
Vanderpump Rules.
I can't watch this.
Sounds like a high school football show.
Oh, man. You sure can watch it. It's so good.
All right. Shut up. I don't need people tuning in.
What about Million Dollar Listing LA?
No, I'm out.
I'm in.
My wife's
that.
Always watching, like, every show is like.
Yeah, because she's a smart,
flip,
smart woman.
Flip, flop. It's all the. Do you want it or you don't? It's the same show.
Flip,
it's got nine different names. Basically, the place looks like garbage. They come in, they redo it, and then they see if they can make the money.
They put in a kitchen island and an open concept.
Yeah, it's always the same thing. I still love Pawn Stars because.
The old man?
No, I like Pawn Stars just because I know that at least three times an episode, is it Rick, the
Rick,
main guy?
Yeah.
He's going to say that he doesn't really know a lot about this.
Let me get my buddy here.
But I know a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy. He'll come over.
Where's
the
guy?
He'll just come. He's available.
We all live in Vegas.
Yeah, the guy lives on the strip somewhere. He's five places down. Oh, yeah, I got a Civil War guy. He knows a guy.
But I know that, Eric, you're like me in that you live for CBS's Monday night lineup of sitcoms, all four of them that you don't know, never seen. But if you watch football, you know they're on.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know what's on television is that I watch sports and I see the commercials.
The Judd Hirsch Donut Shop show.
Yeah, Superior Donuts. There was a joke on that one, the joke. And I've got to assume they're picking the best in the tees.
Sure.
They're not leading with their weakest joke.
Right.
The joke was... He says, the guy says, I'm not jealous of you. It's just that it bothers me when I see you with other people. And then the girl says, that's literally the definition of jealousy. And the fake crowd goes, crazy.
I want to know why Judd Hirsch is on it. I own a donut shop.
Hey, it's good to know he's still alive.
True.
This Judd Hirsch. No, it's the Big Bang Theory, which I've never seen.
Young Sheldon,
which I'll never see. Superior Donuts.
And then King of Queens 2.
Yeah.
The guy with the...
They killed
off the wife.
It's 100%
after...
called that.
Yep.
Did they kill off the wife after like seven episodes?
Bring
the old wife in with no explanation.
Right.
Shut up.
Leah Remini was like, I want to be on this show. Yeah.
Keep moving. All right. We shall return for our final segment of the day. This is bad. I was working up a sneeze and then boom, now we're on the air. So I gotta hold it back.
You're still sick?
No, just a sneeze.
Oh, okay.
I'm allergic to millennials.
I'm nervous, man. You've missed 4 days in January. This is
I'm telling you,
right,
my goal.
Eric catches a sniffle. We're all on edge.
Yeah, that's right. My goal is two shows in a row to end this week. We got one behind us, pretty much. Got another story real fast?
I've got an open mic. I think this millennial
No,
was
no,
little...
I want the story. I don't want the open mic. I want the story you're telling me about the Pope.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so he was heckled when he was at a Catholic university in Chile. I got some of the audio from it.
He was heckling the Pope, for heaven's sakes. That's
Muchas gracias.
I've been heckled
Santo
at Comedy
Padre,
Club.
Muchas gracias por traer los mensajes.
Then Donald Trump showed up. He was working security or something for him, as I understand.
Get him out of here! Get the hell out of here!
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Go home to mommy.
Trump's. You like the Pope? Huh?
We love the Pope.
You don't heckle the Pope, right?
We love the Pope. Get him out of here. Look, Jared's not into the Pope very much. I don't know. What are you, Japanese? Whatever. He's a Shintoist.
Excuse me. This is a
president. But he respects the Pope. You don't heckle the Pope, all right? Get him out. Go out. The hell with him. Get him the hell out of here. Vamos.
Before the show started, we were putting that little thing together. Tim Andrews found something on, what was it, like 20 minutes of saying get out of here?
Yeah, just throwing people out.
I'm telling you, I could listen to that for 20 minutes.
Get out!
And never stop.
Get him out of here! Get the hell out of here!
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Go home to mommy.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm sure it's new for the public. But, you know, I don't know. It's that whole sex thing. There's another cover-up.
We apologize for all of the times that our priests were molesting, and then we put them in the Vatican.
You were apologizing. Another one of those things. I don't know much about it, but there was a guy in Chile, because it's a very Catholic country, I think.
Sure.
Everybody knew that he was doing this stuff with the kids, and I think it was this pope, maybe, even, sort of reassigned him. Didn't, you know, they said he's guilty, but he can still stay.
We put him in Uganda.
Don't they have, they have actually like a place in Rome for these guys. Do you know that?
Yes.
Like they have like a house.
Yep.
They should do a reality show. Oh, God. I don't want to hear the names. Tim Andrews, I know your mind's going a mile a minute.
That's why I'm not at the microphone. I'm not going to say them.
It's a family show,
sir. I will tweet them later.
The temptation is hot.
All right, that music tells me I've made it halfway to my goal. My goal of doing two shows in a row to end this week. We got this one behind us. Hey, guess what? We can't do a podcast today because a lot of people still didn't get into work, and we don't have the manpower, and Jared has to go do other things.
Tim's got to go, too.
Tim's got to go screen calls. So I'm sorry to say, once again, no podcast. We'll try to do one tomorrow, right? We'll do one tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, but we will chat with you tomorrow, 9 a.m. That's a guarantee. But until then, get off my lawn.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.